Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tammy Jens, and we're going to talk about being knotted, I guess. Good morning to you, Tammy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Tammy, I noticed that you have a group called the Knotty Ladies. Interesting title. Reminds me, and maybe this is where it came from, about that, I think it was a song, the Knotty Ladies of Shady Lane. That's not you, is it?
No, we're going to have to look into that song, though.
So you have an event coming up that we want to tell people about that others could get involved with if they want to kind of use their hands. So when is it and where is it?
It is this Saturday in Exira from 8 to 5 at the Exira Rec Center just off Main Street.
Okay, and what are people going to be doing?
Anyone who has a craft or hobby that they can do sitting at their kitchen table, we would invite them to come and hang out with us and do their craft there as a group. A lot of us will be sewing, but scrapbookers, crochet, knitting. Last time there was even some coloring going on.
Oh, yes. Big into coloring. Very right. Interesting, because I was thinking this was just going to be quilting, but this is for all kinds of craftspeople.
Sure. Oh, anyone.
So why are you doing this, Tammy?
We're doing this as a Relay for Life fundraiser. It's a lot of, the original group likes to sew, and so we started off with that, but we want to welcome anybody else to join us, and we found it as a way to raise money for Relay for Life.
And I'm guessing, I don't know, do you take time to go around and see what everybody's doing?
A lot of people go around and visit with everyone at all the tables and see what everyone else's projects are, and in fact, I think we'd be very open to the public just dropping in if they want to see what we're doing, because we're going to be having more of these in the future. You might see something you want to learn or see how much fun we're having. So drop-ins are welcome.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of visiting and probably a lot of laughter and a whole lot of things going on there. So
we did this in October, and we all had a great time.
So what is the fee for coming and using the space and doing your thing?
Well, we're charging $30, but we're offering a $5 discount to anyone who brings a homemade pillowcase or chemo cap that we can donate to local cancer treatment centers.
Okay. And is there a meal included?
Yes. There'll be snacks in the morning. There'll be lunch. There'll be drawings for prizes. There's also a discount at Log Cabin Quilting all day long for participants. Robin at Log Cabin is a great sponsor of our event, and she's offering a discount, and I think she's even got some goodies for the participants.
Oh, okay. So let's get motivated here. Have a good time, but do some good work. So do you know when the Relay for Life event is in Audubon County?
I don't know when Audubon County is, but I do know when Cass County is.
Okay. Well, it really doesn't matter yet. They're all coming up later in the summer, so
yep,
I know people will be hearing a lot more about that. But you're planning ahead, and you said you did this also in the fall.
Yeah, we did. We did one October 15th, I believe it was, and we had around 30 ladies, and we had a great time.
Okay. How many people, how many crafters, how many creators do you think you'd have space for?
We think we have space for 40, but I think we could fit in more than that if we had the participants.
Okay, so for the participants, the ones who are doing the crafting, they come, they get a space, they get a meal, they get some discounts, they have a good time, and all for a good purpose. But interesting, have you had people just drop in previously, or is this new enough that people don't know what's going on?
No, we didn't have drop-ins last time. Everyone who came and crafted with us last time was already signed up ahead of time.
Okay.
We prefer registration ahead of time, so we're sure we've got enough tables set up.
Sure.
And plenty of food, you know. We got to have plenty of food and dessert.
Yes. Yeah, but if I just wanted to come and see what was going on, I wouldn't have to pay anything?
No. If you want to just come and observe for a while and watch everyone else have a great time, you can drop in.
Okay. Because maybe that's sort of new idea to have people stopping by. But if you've got 30 plus people doing all these different things, I'm thinking this could be really interesting.
Yeah, I think it will be.
And as you say, then invited to come on and join in another year, since you plan to keep on doing these, Tammy.
Yep.
Yeah. So I want to know more about the Knotty Ladies, how the name came to be and what you do.
Well, we meet just almost every week. We meet and sew. And when we started talking about having the retreat in October, we said we're going to need a name. So everybody go home and brainstorm for names and bring back ideas. And one lady right away threw out the idea, Knotty Lady, spelled K-N-O-T-T-Y, right, as if your thread was in a knot.
Right.
And we just thought it was going to be hard to top that idea. So
yes.
We went with it.
Yes, I think so.
We had a lot of fun with it.
Very, very clever. And as that group, do you do all quilting or do you do some other kinds of sewing?
That varies. Whatever anyone in the group prefers to bring to work on that night. Last week, I worked on a little bit of fabric painting rather than carrying a sewing machine with me.
Okay. So it almost always involves some kind of fabric or not necessarily?
No. Some of them will be crocheting, some will be embroidering, some might be knitting.
This is just a great idea, Tammy, for people to get together and have a good time, but share those ideas and the creativity, because I'm guessing there's some very creative people in that group.
Right. You see somebody else doing something, and then you decide you might want to try it. Mm-hmm. And you get away from home so you're not distracted and interrupted. You can, in theory, you can focus on what you're working on and get a lot done on that Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Set aside that time. So are you looking for other members? I mean, are you welcoming other members, or do you need to keep this a certain size to fit in a space?
Oh, we still have room for more people to join this one, the retreat coming up on Saturday. And in fact, our event is posted on your daily diary, and our email address is there if anyone cares to drop us a line and reserve a space.
Okay, great. Good to know that there are ways to contact you, and of course that's how I got a hold of you, is just to use your email address, and there was Tammy. So it was great to be able to visit with you, Tammy. It just seems like this is... I get the positive vibes, if we can do that over the phone, actually. I just kind of get that positive feeling from you, Tammy, that you feel good about not only getting something done, but what you're doing for other people.
Well, thanks, LaVon. We really do have a good time. And it is fun. You just take something that you enjoy and you find a way to expand upon it and turn it into a fundraiser. And everybody seems to come and have a good time. You know, everyone has something in common. When all the crafters get in one room, they'll find things to chat about. We'll have, a couple of nurses will make a new friend, or retired teachers, you know, that have never met each other will meet and
good.
Have something in common. And so many, so many people are affected by cancer that everyone can get on the bandwagon and join in raising money for Relay for Life. So.
Absolutely. So, Tammy, remind us again of this event. Is there a name for it other than it's You Knotty Ladies? Is there another name that you've given it?
We call it the Knotty Ladies All Day Getaway.
All right. And it is happening where and when?
In Exira, Saturday, 8 to 5 at the Exira Rec Center, 106 North Jefferson Street.
And the cost without any discounts is?
$30 and covers your meals, discount at the store. There's drawings for prizes. We've got pressing stations and ironing boards and cutting tables set up so that sewers don't necessarily have to bring all of their equipment.
Sounds good. Sounds like you're very organized.
Well, we try to be. Sometimes we're over-organized and over-prepared, but that's better than under. Prepared.
Yes, I think so too. So, Tammy, again, if you want to contact Tammy, you can go to the KJN website and look at Daily Diary, and there's your email address. Or I'm guessing you just talked to some people in Exira. They probably could tell you too.
True. They could call the quilt shop in Exira, Log Cabin Quilting, and leave their reservation with Robin, and she will pass that on to us as well.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, Tammy Jens, for visiting us, with us and informing us about the Knotty Ladies and the getaway on the 21st. And until next time, here's a thought. If you want happiness for an hour, take a nap. If you want happiness for a lifetime, help others.